CliffCentral.com. This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and some fantastically gorgeous people in the studio this morning. Well, this is incredibly loud in my ears.
No, it's actually good.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds incredibly loud to me.
Well, can you hear him well?
I can hear him.
A little bit more, actually.
Okay.
You have such a sexy
okay, we do indeed.
Voice.
Yes. So, Unradio, unscripted, and I have no doubt this morning, most definitely uncensored.
Well, who's with us?
With this collection.
Who's with us?
This collection of people. What is that on your shirt?
I have no idea.
Made a faker. I thought it was like motherfucker.
It's meant to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting told we're too low. That's what we're getting told.
It's incredibly loud in my ears.
So come and help us. You're so, helpful and amazing.
Everything's up full here, and I'm terrified to turn knobs here because of
Chris, my favorite. Chris, my favorite person, is here in studio with us today.
Hello, people. Lovely to be back.
It's been too long.
Way too long.
With clothes on.
Yeah. It was last time. No, it was one before last time. It was the
nude
show.
No, you've been here since the nude show.
I don't know.
We've done nude stuff in between the nude
we
show.
Have indeed.
We did nude.
We have indeed.
And we have the fair lady that wants to stay fair. I'll be fair with you. Good morning, Chantal. She's just a spectator, too. She's from the health inspection.
There's no spectators in this life. In this life, I'm afraid nasty things happen.
Bring back your gear and go home.
So I found a cool little word. So let's do this.
Ninja sex. Chocolate starfish. Twitter bang. Calipagium.
Today's dirty dictionary word is...
Meals on wheels.
Dirty dictionary word.
Meals on wheels. Any ideas?
Having sex with somebody in a wheelchair?
Hmm.
That's an interesting one. No.
We discussed it last show.
It could be.
John T's so serious.
It could be. Well, I'm just thinking of the possibilities.
Yes.
It could be.
In a drive-in, maybe.
You're kind of in the ballpark, more or less.
Okay.
So, any idea? Meals on wheels?
Oral sex in a moving vehicle.
There we go.
Hey, don't be so smart on the morning. Where's the beer? I need some beer to get my juices flowing.
Well done.
Is that the right thing?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
That's exactly.
Fine. Bring all the smart ones.
Dory, I'm here as well, honey.
Yes.
We're safe.
No, my love. Don't say that. But meals, I think it's the best combination. Don't put the food there. But have good food, have good sex, have good food. I've been in Italy now. Have good food, eat more, sex more. You don't know what's more, but you have to do both.
Just more. Yeah.
Why absolutely. Not?
And you're talking with your hands more than you usually do. As an Israeli, you're now an Italian Israeli.
Perfetto.
So that's the interesting thing, is how many people could any one of us satisfy at once? And I remember, you remember that TV series that Playboy TV did, Swing?
Yes, you introduced me to it.
Fantastic.
You can
download it. If you
haven't
watched it, you got to watch it.
You have to pay for it a few cents, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Playboy TV, but it's
lovely.
That's
fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, there's one scene where a woman says to her partner, you know what my fantasy for you is? To have a woman on your face that you're licking, one on each hand, and one on your cock. And this guy looks at her and he says, that just sounds like so much work.
But if not in the holiday season, then when?
When? So,
yeah. So it's like one of those once in a lifetime things, you know?
But we don't, a lot of us don't get to play as much as we want. And I think it's wonderful to have it in the fantasy world, but own your fantasies.
Yeah.
Think about it. What you're going to do if you're going to have three guys playing with you?
Or three women. And how, I mean, most guys can't satisfy one woman fully and properly. How are you going to manage? Because that's, you know, most men, that's the biggest fantasy, a threesome with two women. And then you think, but you can't even sort and make one woman incredibly happy and fulfilled sexually. How do you think you're going to cope with two? And have you thought about what you're going to do?
Thank goodness the women are there, because they'll sort each other out.
Because the mechanics of a threesome are quite interesting. So message us this morning. Call us on +27 797 482090. It's a WhatsApp number.
Okay, guys, by the way, message us. Yeah, everybody can see your WhatsApp, so kind of think of what you're sending, and the whole Cliff Central team sees it. And
Sex talk. It goes out to cliffcentral.com full stop.
We need to pay for the psychology the whole therapy thing
remember
after.
Remember that. Okay. Yeah. Had an interesting question this week, so I thought maybe it was a good starting point. Do you remember the first porn movie you saw?
Yes.
What was it?
It was literally Debbie Does Dallas.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. It was on Betamax, and it was about the 3,000th copy. So there was a lot of snow, and it wasn't the best, but that's, I think, what it was. And it was passed around my Standard 7 class.
Okay. Because this was, you know, way before internet and stuff. Do you remember your first porn movie?
Well, it was I was 13. I didn't want to. I was very sexual but quite shy, and we had a class party, and they put RTL. It's like a German or Luxembourg or some kind of, and in Israel it was free and available at like 7 in the evening, and I saw like people starting to dance while they're naked, and it was like a weird movie actually. Mm-hmm. That was it hurt me. It scarred me a bit.
I don't remember.
It was RTL. It was, they had random, you know, they had a 24-hour thingy going there. Okay. Yeah. But then Deep Throat is the first one I actually acknowledged as me watching porn. It was much later. I was about 18. I watched it properly. Before that, I was ashamed, I think, even to know what I'm watching. It was a glimpse here and there with my boyfriend at the time.
Okay. I think Debbie Does Dallas was about the third or so that I saw. The first one, I don't remember anything about it other than it was German and there was this woman with a huge cucumber.
What did they do with the cucumber, Chanti?
Well,
no. I made salad.
Oh, Chantal is here from the health inspection. There we go. Keep healthy and be smart.
Yeah. But I do have a memory of you arriving at my house one night.
Rocking up.
Oh, dear.
There we go.
It was these teenage guys all playing with themselves. That was all it. But it was forever, and it went on and on. And after 10 minutes, I must admit to being so bored.
Which made a big thing. I know exactly which tapes it was. It was European.
Something,
sort of vanilla beyond. Mm. It was there was just nothing.
It was one guy like lying on a couch or sitting in a chair playing with himself.
Yeah.
And then another one, and it just went on and on. And it was like,
hey, beggars couldn't be choosers in those days.
No, in those days. But there was an amazing amount of porn available in South Africa. And when you went looking, you found amazing stuff, but you had to really go looking.
Yes, sort of under your father's winter jumpers mainly.
I see somebody's not going to answer this question.
We're not going down.
The question of what was your first porn movie that you watched?
I have absolutely no idea.
You don't know the name.
I know it was on VHS, which was maybe a bit later than your
Betamax.
Like last month, my first porn. Chantal's 26, by the way.
Absolutely no idea.
You don't know. Yeah. I didn't even looked at the name. It's just big cock, two ladies.
That's
Google.
I'm astounded that you remember names.
No, they know, because it was a time of videotapes.
Yeah. So I will tell you, you will appreciate the story enormously, Christopher, because you knew my grandmother incredibly well.
Very well. Yeah.
So late one night, and I think I had to go to the airport to fetch somebody from like one of those midnight flights or something. So I'm lying on the couch watching porn movie, and all of a sudden I turn around and my grandmother's standing there. And she's like peering at the TV screen, and I'm scrambling to find the remote to try and kind of put this off. And she says, "What are you watching?" And I said, "Just a movie." And eventually she kind of makes out what's on the screen, and she says, "These are so boring. I've seen so many of them."
Yeah, oh,
beautiful.
That's really cool.
She was an amazing, you said so. An incredible woman in that
yeah.
place.
So. Yeah. Totally. You wouldn't know, she have fazed B-Doll.
She used to own a nightclub. She played poker till 2, 3 in the morning. That so it was
help.
Like, she didn't care.
Wow.
So it was pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. She was, wouldn't have fazed her.
My grandmother still asked me, "What are you doing Friday morning?" I'm like, "Nothing, Grandma. Nothing, nothing. Just going to meet my friend, Jonty. That's it." What?
Mm. Yeah. So what I thought we would do this morning was just...
Orgy.
Orgy.
Yeah. Well, again. We have three in, yeah. Chantal.
Again.
Yeah, I'll do anything.
You can be the inspector. You can give the lead.
Yeah, there are some quite interesting people next door in Touch Central. They look
true.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, very beautiful. Very beautiful ladies.
And I think they're all very conservative.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Minds expand. Well, you know, our job is education. Yeah. So
true.
Let's expand.
How quickly can we get arrested? Let's see what's going to happen.
Well,
okay.
Well, listen to what we've done. Two nude shows. Mm-hmm. We've been nude in the studio. We've been nude on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We've done live expanded orgasm in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara and I had a conversation a few weeks ago where we came to the conclusion that neither of us has had sex anywhere in this building yet.
Which needs to be changed.
So, you know.
Yeah. And if they don't catch you, it's not a problem.
And Gareth's not here.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many rooms here in the back. I think you can see all the ladies, the sound editors, the producers. No! Girls, come on. Come on. Me.
Well, we just need some curtains, you know, over the little sound booth there.
No. No bodily fluids next to the expensive mics, John.
Yeah, we'll cover everything in plastic.
Condoms.
We can That's bring like peanut condoms. Butter. No peanut butter. Okay. No, nothing works here. No. You know, you can choose a celebrity. We can bring him in. No, okay, no.
Yeah.
Chris, no, that's working for me. Okay.
Okay, so.
So the other plan?
Yeah, so plan B is group masturbation.
Okay, no, that's not going to work as well.
Okay, well, then we're going to go
But
to
we
plan
are going
C.
to have you found an amazing clip, which we're going to play just now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so what I thought we would do is two or three different things and whatever else might come up along the way. So the first one was that we get a lot of questions from listeners, or I do, and I answer them, and we put that up on our page on the Cliff Central website every week. But lately there have been an amazing amount of questions about anal play and strap-ons and things like that.
Mm.
So I thought, let's do kind of a little quick guide to anal play.
Good.
And then, because it's always important, and it seems to be, for this December, it seems to be a real flavor of the month. Because there've been a lot of questions about anal play and strap-ons and toys and lube and things like that. And
men don't admit
what's okay.
Sometimes. Mm. But they would like to know more.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the most beautiful place. Yeah. Okay, you need to know how to go about it. It can be gentle to you and it can be harsh.
And then look at some interesting ideas I had about love and relationship.
Mm. And then wanking while doing tantra.
Well, you
yoga.
More than
yoga.
Welcome to. That's another thing we've done. At one show, you had a remote control vibrator.
That's true.
There
That's
we
true.
Go.
That's
so,
true. It was, yeah, but it was
we've
nice.
Done
it was
that.
Just, it's a nice, gentle, nothing, you know, not a horse. Okay,
so
I have to be
a,
more gentle a, with the listeners here.
There's
okay?
not a great deal we. Have not done in this.
We wanted to do much more. There was a BDSM session. There was mistress hitting people and bare bottoms.
Yeah.
There was quite a lot of that. There was stripping.
Yeah, the
well,
strippers
I think you need to
done.
Do more BDSM.
You think
no,
so?
I don't think so.
So are you offering to participate here? No,
absolutely.
Well, then
wow.
it's easy.
I'd like to watch that.
Yeah,
then it's
you
easy.
Would love it. It's sensual
easy.
BDSM.
Maybe that's how we can start making money from the show. Sell tickets.
Okay. But other than that, we can also do, maybe we can go into sensual BDSM next year.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
we need to do
that. That's really big in the world right now because the mind space.
Yeah.
I'm preparing myself. Mm. I want to give you pleasure and pain. It's not about I want to dominate and then I want to submit to you or just dominate. It's interesting mind spaces that make you think more.
Mm-hmm.
And not to think more, sorry, to prepare to maybe give it more respect, more, yeah, just
yeah,
more.
Put it in a proper context. Yeah, and I would personally, I'd love to teach more of the sensual bondage massage. You know, we did quite a lot of it at Sexpo, and it was amazing to see. Okay, so let's do a brief introduction to The Dark Passage.
Ta-da.
The Dark Passage. What a beautiful... Ta-da. Yeah, people are so scared of their bottoms, and now it's a beautiful place.
So, my first comment on this is, if you want to stick something up her butt, she is fully allowed and entitled and should do the same to you.
That's fair enough.
So.
Okay.
And I think that's really important to understand and acknowledge. So for most men, the biggest fear about that is... I'm going to enjoy it, and then that means I'm...
gay.
All it means, boys, men, girls, ladies... Do you know, I actually got cucked on one day for saying boys and girls in a talk about sex.
Oh.
It was like somebody who was just, to keep on topic, a little bit anal...
Clever. Witty guy you are.
So, incredible source of pleasure. That means nothing other than you've opened a new avenue of pleasure if it's something you enjoy.
The G-spot for men is there.
Is the prostate.
For women, so, it's intensifying every sensation. It goes all the way down to your legs.
That's what we've got to do. Mm. We need to do anal an interview with Chester Maynard. He's one of the world experts on anal massage.
Wow.
I will find him and we will set that up.
All right.
That's really
so
awesome.
So let's start maybe from why. Okay, you got why. Now, how do you go about it if you want to do it?
First question is you need to ask your partner. You need to have a discussion with your partner. And I would put it in the context of asking a question. What do you think about? How would you like to explore? If we bring this topic up, what's your reaction? What's your response?
I found that it helps to just know why I want to do it. When I start exploring with my partner, I wanted to know why, because a lot of things were foreign to me. Like going to Italy and eat a lot now. So I sometimes
if
I think
you're not Italian, then going to Italy is foreign.
Oh, they all dress so nice. Foreign objects. Anyway, so I wanted to understand, and he said, I like this because it makes me feel really powerful, or it makes me feel just very pleasured, or I just like to control. You know, so when you know what stands behind it, sometimes for the neurotic people like me, it's like, why do you want to do it? It's like, because maybe your partner even going to think, are you gay? Are you just, am I not enough? Whatever the case may be, just maybe say why. I actually just curious.
So before you go anywhere, talk.
Yeah.
And talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
Go to sleep, restart again tomorrow.
What turns you on about it? What makes you scared about it? What turns you off about it? What might be icky about it? What might be scary about it? All of those things. And there's so much resource material out there.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, there's plenty.
Read and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
There's a lovely gay couple called Somebody in Low and Stefan.
Okay.
And they have a YouTube channel about their relationship, and they discuss anal sex and the politics around it. And it's called S&L. So you just go into that. And it's really interesting, the dynamics. So talking about it within the confines of a relationship, how to negotiate it, what to do. And it was very cleverly put together.
Okay.
So it's well worth it.
So go look for that. Will you find a link and put it up somewhere?
Yes, I will. I
will
do it right now. Today I'm fighting because I'm trying to get the computer to play our wanking in yoga. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting close. I'm sorry. It's because I'm a bit blunt. A bit.
Okay. I don't think you've landed yet.
I haven't actually. And you can't blame me.
I do have a message for you, by the way, from my daughter.
Okay.
Where's the chocolate?
Okay.
That was amazing.
Actually, I do have chocolates for you, and I forgot them because I've been running. But yeah, tell her it's coming.
That was the message.
And no, maybe don't tell her it's coming when it's coming from me. It's on the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Not so much it's coming. Fine. Yeah.
Okay, so after you've had the conversation, you're ready to actually try a little. You have to create boundaries for a first experience. And your first experience going either way, whether it's male on male, whether it's female-male, whether it's female-female, It's about all the combinations of humans there are, yes?
Object, there can be objects.
Yeah, so doesn't, yeah, whatever it is. Decide on a boundary because your first experience may not be like a full penetration. So be aware of that. Whatever boundary you decide on, do not go beyond that.
Absolutely.
That's what creates trust and safety. And if you go beyond that once, then to be very blunt, you have fucked that up and you will not be allowed back there again. Whatever you decide on, stick to the boundary. There's a lot of whispering and
We're just doing what you said to us to do. We're just, you know, sacking some stuff and no, I'm kidding. We're just looking for the right link so I can post it
up. Okay, we are definitely way overboard this
Really?
Morning.
Why? Oh, Jonty became so gentle because of Chantal.
Christmas.
That's very sweet. Chantal is just, you're a good friend. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so decide on your boundary. Make an investment in a really good lube. It is so important. And do a little bit of research with this. Coconut oil, really good. And there are some fantastic products out there, but do some research on the loop. Make sure fingernails are nice and short and trimmed.
Big one, that.
Absolutely.
See, all of this these is ladies, really good advice.
All these ladies with long nails that say, no, it's fine.
It is not fine. So do not do that. Rings are a no-no unless we're into some serious pain. We are taking all our rings off.
Ow. Mm.
And if you're concerned about cleanliness, a couple of things that are important. Get some gloves. And the nitrile gloves are great. They're really, really nice and thin. And you can get them in some cool colors as well. I've seen blue ones and purple ones and black ones. So everybody in the bondage community is using the black ones, of course.
I know. I find them quite sexy, I must tell you.
So go to whichever pharmacy is close to you and get some gloves. And a little bit of a wash beforehand is really good.
Not a little bit.
A lot of a wash, maybe an enema.
You can do a douche, which is a small one you can buy in any sex shop.
Yeah.
I recommend if you really want to feel comfortable.
In the pharmacies, you can get like the small disposable ones.
I prefer, and I'm saying it with deepest respect, if you want to play and you want to feel comfortable, do a proper enema, like a liter and a half, but you can take it slow, do it for an hour
and a half. Which is its own whole world of fetish pleasure. We spoke about that a few weeks ago.
It's true.
Yeah. So.
But it's such a relief that you don't think something's going to come out. You just feel, okay, whatever, because it does interact with your bowel movements, and you might feel you need to go to the loo, but you'll feel very safe because you actually really clean the area. Those douches, sometimes they just take some. Sorry. Yeah.
Then you've got to find a position that's comfortable. Now, I'm going to tell you my personal position that I think is the most comfortable, especially for some first-time players, with your partner lying on their side, lots of cushions under their head, and their top leg is over their bottom leg. Mm. So it's kind of almost like a fetal position, but the legs are a little bit kind of scissored. And whatever cushions you need for support, lots of towels, lots of lube. If you want some really relaxing music, really, really cool. Substances to help get you there. I'm going to give you my personal opinion. Be conscious and really be present. If you need a whole lot of booze to do this, don't do it.
Exactly.
If that's what's going to get you there, don't.
Mm.
Because as much as that drops your defenses, it brings up often so much emotional stuff that's not connected to what you're doing.
Yeah.
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 Be conscious and be present or don't do it. Then spend lots of time on the big bum muscles, the glutes. Massage, touch, stroke, spank, smack. Because there we go. We got some bondage in for somebody.
Chris, you have this look of a doctor when you say that. smack them.
Just it loosens the muscles.
Yeah, it does. And it brings lots of blood to the area, makes everything nice and soft and relaxed. And then you're going to spend lots of time doing this beautiful little rosebud massage. And that's an interesting thing. Go and look up a whole lot of different words for anus. There's lots, and we've had some of them as dirty dictionary words from time to time, but they're pretty cool.
Otherwise known as the grot van genot. translate later.
AKA, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that could be like a headline in Bild.
Die Rot van Genot has gevind.
I feel like we're having the Casper show all of a sudden. Just the dark side of the Casper show.
Okay, so lots of time stroking between the cheeks. And I have to tell you, we will do early in the year, we will do a whole anal massage video that will be available. We've been talking about it for a long time. No. Anyway, lots of time playing between the cheeks, just going over this little flower that's there. And then make circles all around and go across, stroke up and down. Don't think that you're just going to put a little bit of lube and boop, slide your finger in, because that is not going to happen.
Well, it does, and then it puts everybody off.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Uncomfortable, painful.
Yeah.
Not just, okay. Yeah. And then when you're ready to start penetrating, and I'd say minimum of 5 minutes of external massage, minimum. So for the 8-type personalities in real time, minimum 5 minutes. Would you agree with that?
I would, 100%. Okay. I'm nodding here sagely.
Well, this is radio, so you have to do more
it's
than
nodding
nod.
For radio. It's loud nod.
Yeah. And then when you're ready to start penetrating, do what's called ringing the doorbell.
Yes.
So put your finger on the opening of the and you just gently pulse and release. Pulse and release. And you might do this for up to a minute. And these muscles are going to start to open and allow you in. When you start going in, go really slowly. Just because you're in does not mean we're going from just the tip of my finger to all the way. Go slowly. And at each step, allow your partner to get used to the feeling. And keep talking to them the whole time. How are they feeling? What are they experiencing? And keep them breathing deeply, because that really helps relax all the muscles. Really, really important. There's a lot of noise out there.
Well, we kind of got them excited. Take responsibility. They're like, woo! Oh, there's a lot
and
of happiness.
Really, really slowly. When your finger is inside, just be still for a little while. Let them get used to the feeling. And then when you start moving, really slowly. I need to make a statement here that's really important. You cannot learn about anal stimulation and anal sex from watching porn.
No.
It is the single worst. Yeah. You can learn a lot of things from porn, but that is one of the worst resources.
Don't you just stick 3 cocks inside the ass and that's
it? There you go. And that's what you think it is.
Sometimes I'm like, guys, it's not a fridge. There's like, they keep their, sorry for my language, but the after consequences, it comes out pouring like cream. There's few people sharing the... I don't know. It's sometimes just.
So, won't you
just
give me the name of that video?
Right, www.xvideos.com/.
So, do not think that, because in porn, all you see is the end of this whole process that we've been talking about, and you see the very end of it. That is not what it is about. So,
and the bottoms, the people being fucked, have worked on themselves as well a long time before that.
Yeah, yeah, with fingers, with toys.
Yeah.
Opening, relaxing the muscles, lots of lube.
It's like doing Kegel exercises, but just reversing the Kegel. No.
So you do not watch porn and say, this is how it happens.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
There was a young boy some 20-something years ago that could have benefited greatly from this particular show.
Oh dear.
There are many.
Yeah. Yeah. But really take time with it, because it is the most phenomenal source of pleasure for men and women. It's so emotional. It's so vulnerable. And anal massage on its own is one of the most beautiful spiritual healing, releasing experiences that you can have. It really is incredible. So, after you have been playing with a finger for a little while, you might want to add another finger and then tell your partner, let's try and see what their response is. And if they say no, then you stop. And then you talk about it. How is this for you? How is this for your partner? What did you feel? What did you experience? What did you enjoy about it? What felt uncomfortable? That's really important.
When you do you recommend to do any? I find it for myself important to have some stimulation if it's keep on kissing or even play a little bit around the lips area, not just focus like a doctor examination on the anus. So what would you recommend? Communication, or for a guy, is it nicer while you jerk him off, play with his balls? What, so like, what did you, well, from your experience?
I think it's going to be different for everybody, firstly. Mm. And secondly, some people want just that intense sensation, because if you're touching in two different places, often the energy will get dissipated.
Okay.
Especially in the beginning when you're just starting to explore, if you're focusing on just that, then I can get a sense of what that feels like. And when you're more comfortable, that's when you can start adding more and other stimulation.
What I mean, what I think is, once you've created the idea you're going to do this, once you're there and you start, you get into it. But it doesn't negate the kissing, it depends what you're there for. If it's a loving partnership, absolutely. Your kissing, your touch, your whole seduction becomes part of it. Mm. If it's there for sex's sake, and there's not the loving aspect to it, then you might not do as much kissing and sort of other foreplay.
More emotional, more intimate.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Emotional, intimate.
So... really, that's right. And there's no right or wrong. And it's communication. You'll find out what it is that works for you.
Totally.
When you're going to try actual penetration, it's exactly the same thing. Lots of foreplay, lots of preparation, lots of lube, and lots of communication. And really, really slowly. Mm-hmm. And when you get a cock inside, be still for a few minutes. Let him or her get used to that. When you're going to start moving, again, don't do what they do in the porn movies, which is thrust. Now it's in, I can go, blah, 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 blah.
Chopped liver.
Slowly, slowly, slowly.
And in fact, one of the tricks I've always used is, as you go in, you try and go as far in as you can. Then you withdraw slightly, not the whole way, but slightly. and then wait.
Yes.
Until you then carry on.
It takes a few seconds for the muscles
It sometimes takes more than a few seconds. Yeah.
But there's like 20 to 30 seconds at least it has to get elastic.
Yeah.
It's just, unless you're, lubricating the place daily and doing your Kegel muscles or whatever and just having a lot of anal sex, like we chatted with that lovely porn star that we asked him. How are you feeling? Is it still... tight. Yeah. So, because.
A little bit of double fisting before breakfast.
Yeah. No keeping things, just another storage space. Yeah. So, when you keep the place healthy, then it still has to take some time and it will release. It will.
So, quite a few of the questions that have come through have been about playing with a strap on. So, a few things about toys in general. Firstly, make sure they either have a really well attached string. Rope, cord, or they have a flared base.
Good quality material.
Because
medical.
Anal muscles are incredibly strong. And very often when something is inside, it goes and it can disappear so quickly. And there is not a doctor in the world probably who has done time in an emergency ward who has not had to retrieve something from somebody. And if you go out on the web, you will find the most amazing pictures and stories and stuff. And most of them are true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I just was standing naked and fell over the fruit bowl.
That's it.
There's so many other things.
The banana was just sticking there. Right. Or the pineapple.
Yeah. No. Pineapple. The carrot. The cucumber.
By the way, do you remember we did a show quite a while ago? It was a long time ago on how you can make sex toys from things you have at home.
Yeah.
And carrots came up as one of them. But there's a trick to using carrot as a sex toy.
Which is?
Peel it and parboil it, because then it becomes a little bit softer and more pliable.
Oh, right. Handy to know.
Yeah.
See what we have
you lose a bit of the vitamin C, but it's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
My life has suddenly completed.
That's it. Your carrots, when you buy them, boil them a little bit before you play.
Yeah, just parboil them.
Parboil them.
Exactly. So make sure that your toys have a flared base. It's so important.
Yeah.
If you are going to try this with a partner and a strap on, start small. You are not going for
for the,
you know,
double
fist
extra
size.
extra. No, please, guys. Nobody. Doesn't matter how big you are. You want to impress your partner. Don't do it.
Start small. It's
tragic.
And it's not a space to take out an enormous amount of anger.
No.
Chanty. Now, I'll show you. I'll show you.
Yeah. You want to know what it's like to get fucked? I'm going to show you what it's like to you.
I'm ready. It's like, darling, are you putting your strap on? Yeah, it's on me already, waiting for you. But you might enjoy it. I think I find it, again, not telling too much, of course, I find it to fuck with a strap on. And it's important to say, as an emotional person as I am, it's you, when I can't feel what I'm doing to the other person, I prefer to use my hands. I prefer to use something organic that I can feel. To use something which is mechanical has a kick of its own, but it kind of detaches you from
I
your partner sometimes.
So there's different, because that's more of an emotional experience.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's very much an experience of power. And for a man to be opened in that way is incredibly vulnerable for him.
Mm.
So it's very much more of an emotional, more than a physical sensation experience. But you can actually get some strap-ons that have a little sort of extra hook that actually fit inside the pussy.
Mm. Oh, cool. Like inside, outside, yeah.
Yeah. So you're kind of being stimulated at the same time as you're moving.
So it's to play anally or it depends how big it is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of that is just experimenting and going to some of the better sex shops and seeing what they have.
These days you can do your incognito Google search.
Everything online.
Go
as
for
well.
It.
Absolutely. So you want a very interesting Christmas present that might have to be opened in private, not in front of family and friends.
Oh, come on, let's do it like that.
Don't buy the pink one if he doesn't like pink.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Gran.
No,
I put the wrong card on that picture. Yeah.
Guys, it's happening more often than you think.
Yeah. So, very interesting one.
You know, when John T was busy creating his little packets for Valentine's and Christmas, really, people buy it, of course. You know, so our lovely business partner in that aspect, the supplier, she said, okay, so I'm going to buy, she was so considerate, I'm going to buy nice opaque, you know, parcels, so it will be packed in an opaque parcel and then in a packet. So if somebody even opens it by mistake, it doesn't see hello, you know. So it will be, it won't be like, you know, red ribbon and like hearts on it. It will be like clean. So yeah, it is still important to know who you're doing business with.
Absolutely. So that's our brief guide to anal play. We hope you have lots of fun with it. Share your experiences with us. If you have any interesting pictures, you're very welcome to share them with us. There's an interesting thing, because when this WhatsApp number became available to us to use, we had to be very careful about saying, is it just for sex talk? Because if people over time have shared on our private WhatsApp numbers after certain shows some very interesting pictures with us. So we have to say that if you do send any pictures to this WhatsApp number, it's important to know that the whole of Cliff Central has access to it.
And also, why do you send us photos? I know John T encourages you sometimes.
Well, it's just,
that's a joke. Guys, don't send us photos. Ask questions.
Mm.
Ask questions and don't perv on us here. No. Well, we like it, but we don't like it. No.
There's a space for that.
It's not in the Cliff Central WhatsApp number.
And even we have boundaries.
Even we? We maybe do. You.
I've learned over the years.
Good. Maybe I'll learn as well.
Someday.
Good.
One day.
Boundaries.
John
G, what
are we going to do with that thing that clip porn yoga so you think you can wank?
Well, you've watched it. I just saw a few minutes of it.
Let's put it on air and then you can...
Can we do that?
Yeah. I think Palesa said that we can do it.
Okay.
Palesa! Oh, I don't know who's sitting there, but she said you can put it on...
All right, we'll play it and let's see.
Can you hear it? No, doesn't go through. No. Okay, well, I'm going to call her to do it because okay. we have to learn how to do yoga with masturbation. It's okay. pretty cool.
It's a great idea. It would actually be awesome. We'll do an interview with Joseph one day. I think that'll be amazing. Okay. So I was thinking yesterday some different ideas about love and about relationships, and a very interesting thing that I had, a very interesting understanding about love. Very often we give love with an expectation or a desire to get something back. And there were three lines that I wrote that really struck me. Giving with expectation is expecting. Giving to get in return is wanting. So do we give love or do we lend love?
Sure.
And if, yeah, it's quite a different, I mean, we have gone 180 degrees in the opposite direction.
Good.
But it becomes fascinating to think about that if you're giving, the nature of giving, and there's a beautiful piece that David White, he's the most phenomenal Irish poet. When I did my Vision Quest 2 or 3 years ago, I was introduced to his work, W-H-Y-T-E. And he's written a most phenomenal piece on giving that is on Facebook. So just look for David White Giving on Facebook and you'll find it. But if we're giving, the nature of giving is that you're simply giving.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's what it needs to be, though.
Yeah. But it's a very high place to be in because our love is very often conditional on so many things. I'm going to love you if you love me.
Sure. It's so true.
So it just becomes fascinating for us to become aware of where do we come from in this. If I'm giving because I'm expecting something back, there's nothing wrong with that, but be aware of it and be clear on it. And then can you actually sit down and say to somebody, I'm going to love you because you love me, or I'm going to love you and I want or need you to love me?
The want return? Or need is important. I want you to love me back.
Yeah.
Or I need you to love me back. But what happens if you're not and don't?
And then can
and
I
I'm
still
holding
love you?
This, I'm still holding this love. It's my feelings.
So we need to be able to own our feelings in that enormously.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's huge to say, I really, and it's a huge thing to say to somebody, I need you to love me.
Mm.
Because there is a good chance that they might not.
You might. They might be there because they're fond of you.
Mm-hmm.
They might be there because they're vaguely sexually attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
They may be there because they knocked you up and you
but
are there together.
But that's all valid and just be honest about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But if you can fully own that within yourself to say, this is where I am.
Yeah.
That this love is conditional on. That honesty becomes amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then it's not a giving. And we need to be clear on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not just simply loving you. I'm not simply giving my love to you. Because if I'm giving it, I'm giving it. This is a gift. And giving and gift are the same thing. That's all. No expectation of you giving anything back in any way.
So, you know, it's so important this that you're talking about. It really, really is. You know, my feelings have got nothing to do with you. My feelings about you have got nothing to do about you.
Because if we
so important.
Yeah, because if it's a conditional thing, it's based on you being a certain way. Doing a certain thing. At some point, that might change. If I love you based on what you do for me, what happens when you stop doing that? Or you withdraw that? Or you change it? Then what happens?
Or you use that. I love you so much and I do X, Y, and Z for you and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah. But that's... I get...
Yeah. So
you gave me your love. You
that's
didn't.
It. But then we need to be clear within ourselves saying, are we giving it or are we not?
Mm. You can always say, I'm giving you my love, T's and C's apply.
Yeah.
Boom.
But that's when it does become incredibly honest.
Mm.
And that's a very different kind of space. So that's more saying, I'm happy to be in a relationship with you, or I'd like to be in a relationship with you, and this is the structure of the relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's very different to simply saying, I'm giving you love.
Yeah.
Sure. Mind blown a little bit here.
Oh.
It gives a big moment to a lot of people that all of a sudden your arguments are not valid, but you promised, or you know, or I thought you're going to, or you know, I was under the impression of that was all yours.
Yeah,
you were choosing it.
Because we do have those assumptions that if you love me, you will.
Yes.
And until we sit down and say, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
We actually have no clue. So here's a wonderful exercise, and the holidays are a great time to do some of these things.
Although, sorry, the quick interjection. Mm. On the billboards, the star billboards driving here today, there's a big thing, teenagers warned not against holiday sex.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Warn them all you like. And the more you warn them, the more sex they are going to have.
They're going to find ways to
we
have it.
Mustn't.
Absolutely.
Let's not do it. Oh, that's just
the
even a bigger.
Yeah. Yes.
The billboard.
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
I mean, it is just absurd. I saw one this week as well. It was women drivers drink more.
What?
So it was like, what does this mean? Does it mean women drivers are drinking more than they did before? More than men? Like, what
is it just to discriminate?
It's an instruction. Women drivers need to drink more.
It was the most absurd statement.
South Africa is still behind
people,
when it comes to advertisements.
You know, the politicians or religious leaders who say stuff like this, your heads must be so far up your asses.
About the asses.
Anyway, so.
Just put lube.
Make sure the Doom can is tied if you're going to use it.
But that, by the way.
Yeah, and Doom is not a good pre-anal sex.
No. Not in any way. Even if you're an OCD person or you're afraid there's chochos coming out, don't do it. But John T, what do you say applies?
If there are anal chochos.
Doom is not going to help. Not Bengay, not any kind of Tabasco. Don't. No. Junty, what you're saying is also applying on pleasure. Your pleasure is your responsibility.
Yeah.
I love you. I will care for your pleasure, but it's your responsibility to make sure.
And negotiating pleasure is incredible. And it's the hardest thing for us to do. It really is. It's incredibly difficult. And it is something that I think we will do.
Own your pleasure?
Yeah, in a much deeper way, because it really is. You need to keep a list of all these things we've got to do.
Okay.
So we can,
to do.
So
to
we
do
can
list.
Do them.
Own your pleasure, to do anal. What was the other one? Strap-on lessons.
Anal massage. Video.
Just going to put it next to my grocery shopping. Yeah. There we go.
Hello, and which aisle?
I'm really writing it down, but you're absolutely right, Jonty.
Yeah, just so I can kind of remember all this. That's coming up today.
Ladies, come and connect us to the videos.
That's really important to think about what love means.
Mm.
And the fascinating thing that I've been looking at the last couple of months, one of them anyway, is that we put so much time into business. We put so much time into exercise,
into
many other things.
Our clothing, our makeup.
How much time do you put into love and relationship?
Hell yeah.
But it's active time.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't mean that 8 hours a day is spent on your relationship, but how much conscious time do you spend on your relationship? How much conscious time do you think about that? What
or
does
looking
that mean
for a relationship.
To you? Yeah. And what are you doing in your relationship? Mm. How are you communicating? Because it's the part of life, love and sex are the parts of life that we are taught about the least.
And want the most for most people, actually.
So our models for love and relationship are generally our parents and family. And for most of us, they didn't get that right.
Mm.
No.
There was no way that they got that right. So that's the model that we have. And then you get some very limited religious type models.
Yes.
And we say no more because we have used the appropriate word, which is limited. and narrow and biased and bigot and all of those words. Think about it. And how much time do you put in? Where do you go to learn about having a relationship? Where do you go to learn about pleasure? I'll tell you exactly where to go.
Go to John. He lives in the street. Yeah. And
but it's vital. Because at the end of your life, what would you like to have experienced?
You know, it's so fundamental, and so many of us get it wrong. That the balance and getting it right, and not understanding it, and it comes back to what you said right in the beginning this morning. Comes back to communication. Unless you can communicate about stuff, you don't get it right.
Yeah. So if we play this now, coming through? The sound
the
of
actual,
it?
The sound, and the we're going to explain what we're going to pop it up on the podcast page.
Okay.
So, yeah, help us with the technology magic. You can just, okay, so basically, Jonty, you discussed about this amazing teacher. He used to be a priest.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. What did you say?
He was thinking about
it. Oh, thinking about it. Okay.
See, priests and rabbis.
Something in common. So, okay.
And listen, Christopher and I used to go on holiday together, and I'd write sermons and stuff, and we'd both be lying kind of nude on the bed, very often with some gay porn playing in the background.
Hey, whatever turned you on.
So what he's explaining, Jonty, it's basically to practice yoga while you're masturbating. I'm trying to understand the video. We're analyzing it.
Enjoy myself.
Okay.
Have more movement in my practice.
Today, I want to celebrate my body.
So you celebrate your body while you do yoga.
So, I want to say something about that.
Yeah?
Okay. Can we post the link to this?
I'm posing it. Continue. I'm going to put it just now. Yeah?
Okay. And this was a beautiful idea that I had a few weeks ago. And it was about celebrating your body and your sensual being. Because sensual is not only in the context of sex.
Yes.
Sure.
Food is sensual. Dancing is sensual. Coffee is sensual. All of these things are sensual.
Amen.
When you're exercising, if you are conscious of that just for a few moments at the beginning of exercise, it becomes this amazing celebration of your sensual body and its expression. Like we went to a dancing thing last week. And it was beautiful, dancing in the garden. There was a fire.
Amazing, yeah.
An amazing expression of your sensual body. Do the same thing with food. Before you eat something or while you're eating, really focus on the taste, on the textures. Mm. It's an incredible celebration of your sensual body. And it becomes beautiful because it becomes so different and it consciously connects you to those parts of yourself. The same thing with love. Be conscious of giving, receiving, sharing love.
Don't you think it brings out more of life when you're conscious? It's just
and those moments of connection really put you into the present. And there's something that I talk a lot about to my clients, and I say to them, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Because, you know, we all hold on to this rightness and this is the way it's got to be and this is the way relationship and this is the way blah, 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 blah. And you can extend that. Do you want to be right or do you want to have love?
Yeah.
Do you want to be right? Do you want to be loved? Mm. Do you want to be right? Do you want to be a being of love? And they are often worlds apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, sorry, the word perception came up for me now. And I was just thinking, do we not curtail who we're looking at in a love environment by saying, oh, you're really hot, everything's working, except, you know, their father was a tea maker or something.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, just do we not control that too much?
Of course we do. Because
and limit.
Ourselves. Because perception is that we see the world as we are.
Yeah.
Not as things are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a fascinating thing that what you think you see and what you're actually seeing are worlds apart. Mm. and it's totally based on your perception of it, decides what it is. Full stop. So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people.
Aww.
This has been really cool. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Wow, it's gone so quickly.
Yeah, we're done. Wow.
Absolutely.
Sad.
Yes. So,
and I kept my clothes on.
You did.
Jonty said I should behave and stop trying to undress you, Chris. So I just stopped my mission there. I was slowly, quietly, but nobody allowed me to continue. So,
oh, okay, next time.
Next time. Like I said to little children, next time.
So whoever is celebrating Christmas in whatever way you do.
Or Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah too. Make some nice latkes. Have a
in the shape of a Christmas tree.
Or a cock, one of the two.
Yeah, whatever you want. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. And I hope it's peaceful for you. I hope it is filled with love. And I hope it is filled with pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.